Simon & Schuster Audio presents Kiss the Girls and Make Them Cry, a novel by Mary Higgins Clark, read by January Lavoie. In loving memory of John Conheeny, my spouse extraordinaire. Acknowledgements. And once again, we have written the words, "The End," at the close of the new book. Trying to tell a good tale is both a challenge and a joy. My desire is to have my reader engrossed in the first chapter and satisfied when reading the epilogue. Now to thank the indispensable people who have made this possible. Michael Korda, my editor for over 40 years, who has continued to be my guiding light. Thank you again, Michael. Mary Sue Rucci, editor-in-chief of Simon & Schuster, whose observations and suggestions never fail to make the story better. Kevin Wilder, for his sage advice about detectives and law enforcement. My son, Dave, who worked with me word by word until the end. My daughter-in-law, Sharon, for her invaluable assistance in copy editing. Last, but certainly not least, all my dear readers. I hope you enjoy reading this story as much as I enjoyed writing it. Cheers and blessings. Mary. Prologue. October 12th. Gina Kane stretched in her window seat. Her latest prayer had been answered. The door of the jumbo jet was closing, and the flight attendants were preparing for takeoff. The middle of the three seats on her side was empty and would remain that way for the 16-hour direct flight from Hong Kong to JFK in New York City. Her second piece of luck was the passenger on the other side of the empty seat. Immediately after buckling himself in, he had taken 2 Ambien. His eyes were already closed and would remain that way for the next 8 hours. That was perfect. She wanted time to think, not make small talk. It was a trip her parents had spent over a year planning, and they were so excited when they called her to say they had sent in the deposit and were committed to going. She remembered her mother saying, as they often did, "We want to do this before we get too old."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?